Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Aixin Jiu Luobei.
I'm Wang Ying. Public transportation authorities in Shanghai said they have been preparing for Typhoon Moifa, while ferries have already been suspended in coastal areas in Zhejiang province. Zhang Yue has more.
At one of the bus stops along Route 65, volunteers were carrying sandbags to fill the gap between the platform and the bus to prevent passengers from slipping down. A Jiushi Bus Group employee said drivers of electric buses will turn the engine off and cut the power immediately if the water level reaches the warning level.
We have volunteers in areas prone to flooding. They will report to the company right away if they see any flooding. Emergency plans will be initiated immediately.
Subway station employees have also been making preparations, such as preparing sandbags and water pumps.
Metro trains at street level will be suspended if wind speeds reach around 80 km per hour. Surveillance cameras will be operating 24 hours a day to monitor the situation in each tunnel.
Weather forecasters reminded commuters to follow Shanghai Metro updates the next few days, as Moifa is expected to bring strong winds and heavy rain on Thursday morning during rush hours. Some trains traveling within the Yangtze River Delta region were suspended today, as well as some connecting Shanghai, Kunming, and Beijing. In Zhejiang province, 26 ferry lines in Ningbo City were halted. In Zhoushan, more than 6,000 tourists in Shengsi County were evacuated to safer places, as well as another 4,000 at Putuo Mountain Resort. Schools will be closed tomorrow in places including Ningbo, Zhoushan, and Taizhou, as Zhejiang officials lifted its typhoon emergency response to level 1 at 5 p.m. today. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
An automated PCR sample testing workstation developed by a Shanghai-based company has been approved by the National Medical Products Administration. It can test 48 tubes in 2 hours and is so far the smallest workstation among those with the same capacity. Zhang Hong tells us more about how it works.
The workstation weighs 45 kilograms and fits on top of a desk. Only one person is needed to collect tissue samples, as everything else is automated. Sample testing is done in a closed negative pressure system that ensures biosafety. It automatically completes nucleic acid extraction, detection, and analysis.
The workstation can have samples in 48 tubes tested each time. If there are 10 samples in each tube, it means 480 samples can be tested at the same time. It enhances the current sample testing efficiency and generates a report faster.
Due to its small size, the workstation can be used at fever clinics, schools, airports, and customs checkpoints. The station only requires workers to refill the chemical reagent 4 times a day. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Live.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that Ukrainian forces had retaken 6,000 square kilometers of Russian-held territory since the beginning of the month. As thousands of Russian troops pulled back following Ukraine's gains, they left behind ammunition and equipment. Russian forces fired missiles at power stations on Sunday, causing blackouts in the Kharkiv region as well as the adjacent regions of Poltava and Sumy. Ukraine denounced the strikes as retaliation against its civilian targets for Russia's military setbacks. The Russian military says its forces eliminated a depot storing 45,000 tons of ammunition near the town of Voznesensk in Mykolaiv. In a video address released on Monday, Zelensky repeated a call for Russian citizens to be denied tourist visas in European and other countries around the world.